Gun violence, violence in the community, violence in the neighborhood. It's something that we hear about all the time. It leads most of our newscasts. It leads many of our personal private conversations. Did you hear about ... But guess what? There's more to gun violence than just the pulling of the trigger. There's trauma that affects a home, a household, a community at large, and that is exactly why UPMC is holding a series of conversations called Confident Conversations, and Susan Bida joins us to talk about exactly what these are all about, because the first one's coming up tomorrow. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Lynn. Thank you.
Thank you. So what are Confident Conversations?
So, Lynn, UPMC's Confident Conversations is really a community forum focused on gun violence trauma. Many of the communities around the Pittsburgh region are vulnerable to gun violence on a regular basis. And this was developed in response to the needs expressed in these communities that are most deeply impacted by it.
And, you know, in many ways, those are the communities. I mean, even not diminishing what we saw in El Paso and we saw in Dayton. But we had a lot of callers at the time that those mass shootings happened that said, what about the day-to-day stuff we live with in our communities? So this is exactly what you're talking about, isn't it?
Absolutely. So many youth, families and neighbors are impacted by it, traumatized by it, and many don't even address the effects of it. And they move on with their daily lives as if it were a normal part of life, but it is so far from normal.
And I'm guessing a lot of people don't even realize the toll that that kind of trauma, that kind of stress can be taking on you, and you just have no idea.
Absolutely. So what we're trying to do with Confident Conversations is really offer a safe space and an avenue for conversation that reflects the diversity and the inclusive culture of our community. We're trying to provide a platform to discuss issues that threaten to disrupt and jeopardize the emotional health of our community and our workforce. Believe it or not, there are many UPMC employees who live in these very same communities and are impacted by violence and have to then return to work. And so these forums are really about helping address those issues.
I know that one of the speakers in tomorrow's UPMC Confident Conversation, tomorrow's the first one. It's scheduled to take place at the Jerron Grayson Center in the Hill District. And one of the speakers is Father Paul Abernathy from Focus Pittsburgh. And I've heard him speak before, and one of the things he often talks about is the fact that, you know, an incident happens, the police are there, emergency responders are there, the media's there, and then 5 hours later, everyone's gone. There's no one left except for the people who have been impacted.
Absolutely. And that's what happens. And then the community needs to move forward with their lives. And but then what happens? How does that trauma from the gun violence they've witnessed impact their lives? So these forums are really intended to address the needs of the neighborhoods, of the people who reside in them, discuss the ramification of trauma and the resolutions necessary to alleviate its effect on people and ensure that our participants walk away with a sense of hope and information on where to turn for support and assistance.
All right, so tomorrow I mentioned the first one's happening in the Hill District, but this isn't, you don't envision this, or UPMC doesn't envision this as a one-and-done kind of event.
Absolutely not. This is one of many community forums to come. We are looking at where to turn first, because the needs are great throughout our region. McKeesport has expressed a real need for this type of community forum, Homewood and East End and the North Side and Hilltop. So we're planning to take this throughout the region.
Indeed. So is it too late for folks to register for the event tomorrow?
Absolutely not. We have a Facebook event page called UPMC Confident Conversations, and more information is available actually on SurveyGizmo under UPMC Confident Conversations. And the event, yes, is tomorrow from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Geronix Grayson Center in the Hill District.
Well, I am sure it's going to be interesting. You have other speakers in addition to Father Paul, so I'm sure it'll be an interesting exchange. Thanks so much for joining us today. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much, Lynn, for this opportunity, and really appreciate the avenue to share this event.